I've been richly blessed to be raised in church. Every Sunday, every Wednesday, Mom and Dad brought us to church, set us on the pew. Even when it was time to Windex the windows and pledge the pews, they brought us to church. That's my testimony. And I wouldn't trade it for box seats to the Buckeyes. And that's saying something. My testimony is God has kept me from scars he does not have to heal me from. That's the only life I've ever known. By the grace of God, it will be the only life my girls will ever know. And over the years, I have seen some amusing things happen in church. One time, one of the ladies got so excited that she took off dancing and worshiping God while playing the tambourine. I'm guessing she didn't read the fine print in the worshiper's manual that reads, "It's hazardous to your health and others to dance with your eyes closed and play the tambourine simultaneously." It wasn't long before she launched that tambourine from one side of the church to the other on one unassuming Sunday. Another time, one of the men started dancing around the church, and I was just a little guy. And my only hope that night was to stay in my seat and get out of there alive, but I was sitting on the front row, and sure enough, here he came, dancing with his eyes closed and his cowboy boots aimed from my feet. I tried, I really did. I tried to get out of the way, but he was too close. And he danced those pointy toe, high-heeled cowboy boots all over my feet. Tears flooded my face like water down the face of Niagara. My feet hurt so bad. But one of the sweet ladies in the church that night thought I had been touched. And I had, but just not by God. So she came up and started praying for me and encouraging me to respond to what I felt. And I thought, sister, you don't want me to respond to what I feel right now. One sweet lady would always warn you when you were about to be fired upon. She'd be worshiping God and let out a whoo. And just about then, she would throw the hymnal she was singing from. So when you heard whoo, it was time to duck and cover because the hymnal was about to fly. If you've never had to dodge tambourines or cowboy boots or flying hymnals in church, you just haven't lived. I've been in some amusing services, but thank God I've also been in some amazing services in a Pentecostal church. And I want to tell you all about them right after this musical break. You're listening to L.J. Harry, and you're listening to One Tuesday in July on Simplify. I've been in some services where the power of God was so strong and people were worshiping and dancing and jumping and shouting, and we were singing a song called Can't Stop Praising His Name, and we really meant it. We just couldn't stop, didn't want to stop praising the name of Jesus. Then there were other times where the presence of God was so strong, the holiness of God was so heavy, that all everyone could do was bury their face in the altar and weep. But I want to take you back to Millersport, Ohio, a Tuesday night in July in 2013, more than 200 high school students were sitting shoulder to shoulder in the first several rows of the tabernacle, listening as the worship leader challenged us to do more than just sing. She challenged us to worship, to truly adore and devote ourselves to the only one worthy of our worship. And then the music started. It all started off to be just another youth camp service in the middle of the summer for a group of high schoolers. A young man named Meshach stepped to the front of the platform and began to sing a song called Clear the Stage. And rarely have I heard such pure songs sung from such a pure heart. This was more than just a song, and it was certainly more than just a soloist song. Meshach was singing the heartbeat of the students and the staff that week, and God was speaking through the duet of the worship leader's statements and the singer's song that he's looking for more than just a performance. He was looking for worship. And then my friend, Reverend Tom Ellis, former youth president of Ohio District United Pentecostal Church, preached to us a message called The Greatest Opportunity on Earth. If this entire podcast was my canvas and every episode a brush, it would not be nearly enough to paint the beauty and the import of that anointed timely message on prayer. And by the end of his message, the altars flooded with campers and staff who flooded the altars with our tears. Typically in a service like that, a youth camp service, the students come to pray and then the staffers come to pray with the students. But on that particular night, that one Tuesday in July, everyone came to pray. Everyone came and fell on their face in the altar before God and came seeking the God who came seeking us. And during that altar call, At Tom's request, Meshach stepped up once more and sang "Clear the Stage," but this time his ears and heart were still ringing with the words from the preached word, and he could scarcely make it through the lyrics without weeping. It was refreshing, it was encouraging, to hear a young man sing so sincerely to God in front of his peers without worrying about what he looked like or necessarily what he sounded like to them. All he cared about was what he sounded like to God. At the end of that week, the lovely and I piled our girls into the car and we drove to another youth camp where I was supposed to minister. And on the way to that camp, all we could talk about was that one service, that one Tuesday, that one sovereign move of God we felt in July. Even as I sit here 7 Julys later, if I shut my eyes and shut the sounds of this world out, I can still find myself kneeling at the right side of the platform, crying and crying out to God to give me a deeper love for Him and a love to spend time with Him. I can still hear Tom preach and plead with us to pray, and I can still hear Meshach sing and plead with us to worship. And I realize how immeasurably blessed I have been to have been given so many life-changing encounters with God, just like that one, one Tuesday in July. Wherever you are, would you take some time right now and pray with me? I believe the heartbeat of God is to get His church, His people, His young men, His young ladies, the moms, the dads, the single moms, the widowed dads, the widows, the grandparents, the young adults. I believe it is His will, His heartbeat, to get us back to a place where we love Him, where we seek Him, where church is not a performance, but it truly is worship to an audience of one. Would you pray with me and ask God to get that back into our hearts, just like we felt that one Tuesday in July? Lord Jesus, I love You. Let that be more than just words. God, let that be more than just prayer speak. But I pray, let that be our heartbeat. We love You. We need You. I'm asking You today, Lord, everyone who's praying, everyone who's listening, I pray, reach for them today, God. Bring us to a place where we love to pray, we love to worship, where we love to hear Your voice, and where we know You love to hear ours. I pray today, Jesus, raise up Your church to be a praying, worshiping church. I know You can do so much more with us, in us, through us, when we are in Your presence than You could ever do when we're out. I ask You today, Jesus, give us a heart for You. Give us a love for You, namely our young people, our students. For those who have not been able to go to a youth camp this summer, I pray, God, draw them close to You over the summer and let them feel Your presence just like they would have on that campground. Let it be done, Lord. Draw us close. I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. The last few nights we've been having a youth camp online here in Ohio, and it's been great. And I must admit, it's different. It's not like it is when you gather together with 200, 250, 300, 350 other students and staff and have a service right there in the tabernacle, and the music is going, the preacher's preaching. But it's still the Word of God. It's still anointed music and worship. So for all of you students out there who are listening who have missed your camp this year, let me tell you that you can still have a powerful experience with God in that place where you have your devotion each day. And when you get to your home church, wherever you go on Sunday, you can have a move of God, an experience with God, just like you would have had at camp, because the presence and power of God will reach for you there. When you reach for Him, He will reach for you. And you can have the same move of the Spirit of God in your life that you would have had at your youth camp. I hope this has been a help to you. I know you've missed camp. I've missed camp, but the presence of God is still reaching, still drawing. If this has been a help to you, or you know another student out there who missed the youth camp experience this summer, didn't get to go to summer camp, please let them know about this podcast, this episode. Maybe it'll encourage them to seek after God in their devotion and have that relationship with God that He so longs to have with them. You can share the Simplify podcast with them on your social media. And if you would like to comment on this podcast, on this episode, you can do that. Reach out to me. I'd love to hear from you. My Twitter and Instagram handles are LJ and Andrea, LJAndAndrea. And my Facebook handle is LJ.Harry. If you would like to purchase a copy of the devotional Simplify from which this podcast was launched, you can pick that up at PentecostalPublishing.com. It's available in print. It's available on Kindle. So if you'd rather have a book in your hand or a tablet, either way, it's there for you. You can pick it up. It's a 52-week devotional to help you walk closer with Jesus. Next week, I'm going to share with you an episode called The Lord is My Stay. It's a duet of scriptures that both lift their voice and sing together how in the time of trial and trouble, the Lord is still our stay. I'm looking forward to sharing that with you next week. And always look forward to walking closer with Jesus as we walk through Simplify.